Hello, everyone. Good evening. I'm Chris Cahill, coming to you live from Skid Row Studios in downtown Los Angeles. The name of the show is Psychic Every Day, and I will be with you for the next hour talking about being psychic and all things psychic and whatever. I'm not going to get into every topic about being psychic tonight. I do have a specific topic, but this is what I do every week. And I'm very happy you're here, to, you know, listening tonight, and you can join me. You can also find the live stream. We are just starting to live stream right now at livestream.com. Look for Skid Row Studios. SkidRowStudios.com at livestream.com. And that's really easy to do. You can also listen to us on Stitcher.com if that's your preference. But hi, I'm waving at you and really happy to be here. This is the first Wednesday in October, and I am so glad that it's October. I don't know why. I think September was just a little bit of a grind, but you know, it's good. It's all good. October is going to be a month of spirit. All my shows in October will be about spirit and different levels, and I'll be talking about those in just a moment. But I do want to say hi to my friend Mindy, who I'm here with tonight. Hello, Mindy.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
Happy October.
Happy October, exactly. Or I know we could also call it, you know, Rocktober if we want to.
Yeah, speaking of, I also just got a jam studio starting the 1st of October, so it is Rocktober for me.
That's great. What's a jam studio?
Like you have your own lockout, yeah, where I can keep my drums and go play them whenever I want.
That's excellent. So that you don't have neighbors who hate you.
Yeah, the neighbors will be like playing loud amps as well, so it'll work out great.
So perfect. Really glad I know that. No wonder you look so happy tonight.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Good. Well, thank you for being here.
Yeah, happy October, new beginnings.
Yeah, exactly. It is. It is a time of new beginnings. So, and happy new beginnings to everybody who's listening tonight. And if you are interested during the show tonight, among other things, besides talking about my topic, which I'll be getting into in a moment here, I'll be giving readings throughout the show. So you can call. Our number here is 1-800-893-9562. And I'll be taking calls throughout the show, and I'll be specifically focusing on kind of what I'll be working tonight, which is a show called Dream a New Reality. And that's my topic. It's about dreaming, but dreaming as creating reality with your dream. And I also want to tell you what's coming up in October, the rest of the month. I have 5 shows in October because there happen to be 5 Wednesdays in October. So tonight, Dream a New Reality. And then next week, which is the 9th, my show is called Your Soul's Purpose. In other words, what are you here to do? What'd you come here to do? And I'm not going to tell you what that is. It's just simply that that's part of, you know, the energy of the whole show is looking at that. The 16th of October, I'll be doing a show called Spirit Guides. And that'll be really very cool. And I give you a reading on your spirit guides that week. 23rd, a show on past lives, which I haven't done a show on since my very first appearance on a show here in Skid Row back in January. I was on Vic Cohen's show, It's a Fair Question, and we talked about past lives. So that was really fun to do, and I've been kind of waiting to do the show till October to do another one on past lives. And then the night before Halloween, the 30th, I get to do a show, and I'm so excited. And I'm going to be doing a show on ghosts and spirits. So that'll be very cool. Mindy and I are going to wear costumes. I'm totally wearing a costume that night. I have no idea what it'll be. Probably the usual.
I don't know what I'll be either.
Hopefully there's going to be a camera on you by then.
Maybe. If not, I'll sneak in.
Good.
I'll come wave.
Yeah, sneak in and come to my... That's perfect. Okay, so you get to see both of our costumes that night. We'll surprise each other.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Great.
All right, so tonight's show, Dream a New Reality. Let me just get into that. This show is all about creating with your vision, creating with your daydreams, creating with your dreams, you know, the dreams you have. And you've had dreams your whole life about what it is that you want to have or what you want to create. Since you were a little kid, and that's actually the job of little kids, is to play and make things up and create daydreams to kind of, you know, play make-believe. Which, what's the difference between imagining something, visualizing it, dreaming it or make believing it exists. Not really much, because it may not exist yet in reality. But meanwhile, what you're doing is you're dreaming it into reality. So all those little kids out there who are dreaming and daydreaming, if you find yourself telling a child to stop daydreaming and wake up, you might want to stop that, because actually the child will eventually, you know, be making those daydreams become real. And what we've unfortunately forgotten in our culture, you know, as we get older and more businesslike and more important, you know, quote unquote, we forget that actually everything we call reality now is a dream. We dreamed it into existence. You know, like the American dream is a dream. It doesn't mean it didn't become real for a little while there. It's kind of waning right now because something else, another dream is replacing it. But that is how we create something. Enough people want something. Enough people dream it, see it, visualize it, you know, imagine it, and it becomes real. And that's also part of how we evolve and how we grow spiritually. You know, this is, again, the overlying topic for October is spirit. This is your spirit working with the dreaming aspect of you, the ability to create a dream. You know, another aspect of dreaming is, of course, the one you know about. The dreams you have at night, the dreams you have while you're sleeping, whether you remember them or not. And a lot of those dreams are also you kind of talking to yourself. You know, if you have dreams that you may not understand and then maybe years later you suddenly get them, like I have that a lot because I've written my dreams down for years and I really love to keep track of dreams. And I'll write a dream down and then years later reread my old dream journal and go, oh yeah, now I get that. Now I know what I was growing, what I was doing, what I was trying to let go of, what I was telling myself to stop, you know, like worrying about, or what I really wanted. And that's pretty wonderful. You know, there's a part of you that knows, you know, that may not be the part you listen to the most sometimes, but there's a part of you that knows. So those dreams you have at night, that's also you telling yourself something. And I'm not going to really be getting a lot into the night dreams as much, although they're part of this. This is me tonight, you know, kind of going more into the what we call the daydreams, the dreams. I do have a really fun quote for you about dreams. I actually have a few of them, but this is a very famous one. You might have heard this one before. Norman Vincent Peale, who lived from 1898 to 1993, so he lived to be a pretty old guy. His quote, "Become a possibilitarian. No matter how dark things seem to be or actually are, raise your sights and see the possibilities. Always see them, for they're always there." And that's, you know, something good to remember at this present time place we're at in our history. It's an interesting new beginning for creating new dreams. Even though it seems like, for example, when the government gets shut down, that's the end of something. It actually kind of is the end of something, but it's not. I don't see it as a bad thing at all. I see it as it's the beginning of a new dream. And hey, what just, you know, came into effect yesterday, but the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare, thankfully, that's in existence now. People are signing up by thousands and thousands and thousands all over the country. So if you dreamed for years of having affordable health insurance or health insurance at all and you couldn't get it, your dream just became a reality, baby. Right on. Congratulations on dreaming that. Okay, I have a caller. I will give my first reading. Good evening. Hello there. You're live.
Hi, Chris. It's Karen.
Karen
in
Wolf.
Seattle.
You know, I could predict the future, and I knew you were going to call because I knew you would love this topic tonight.
I do love this topic.
People are going to think
your
that
topics,
I. Well, thank
but this
you.
This is a great one.
People are going to think I pay you to call, and I don't. I don't pay Karen to call. She just does it of her own free will.
That's right. That's right. My own free will.
Your own free will. Well, do you have a comment about tonight's topic, or would you like a little dream reading?
Yeah, I would like a dream reading. I'm kind of in a place where, as you're talking about this, I realize, well, what are my dreams? I've been changing so much, I don't even know what they are. And then I think, man, what What would I dream if I could dream? Do I know how to dream? Do I still know how to really create?
So I guess
that's my question.
First of all, the short answer is yes. And then let's go into it. And I'm going to look at the energy of that question. Because yes, you do, and you've been doing it. So, but let me just take a look at the picture of what comes up with, and this is stuff you've heard me say before, not just to you, but in general, but it looks like what you are doing, the picture is you playing with the infinity loop, you know, like this, that symbol that's like a sideways long stretched out eight, mm-hmm. but it's also a symbol of balance in the picture I'm looking at. And it actually reminds me of a tarot card, and I don't remember what deck, but it's the picture, I think it's a two of something or other, but it's a picture of somebody balancing on a balancing, like a beach ball kind of thing, holding the infinity loop sideways and balancing it and going back and forth. It's like this balancing or the scales or, you know, you get the picture. And
yeah.
That's the picture is you going back and forth between your spirit and your mind. Your spirit and your, you know, the part of you, the brain, the part of you that was so trained to make sense and to analyze and judge and solve and worry about rather than have. And that's the picture is you're, and it's also like another way, you know, a lot of people would also describe this is the balance between right and left brain. So the creative mind or the creative part of, you know, the brain and then the more problem solving or analytical part, but I'm seeing it as spirit and mind. And it looks like the where your body is that's the part of you balancing on this beach ball. It's like your body's balancing and you're going back and forth between your spirit and your mind. And you were so rewarded and trained, like, and this is not just you. I mean, this is like in general, but for many years, trained, rewarded, also punished if you didn't do this, but having to be in the place where you made sense rather than, you know, because that was what was expected rather than dreamed. Meanwhile, you never forgot how to dream because you do it now. Now, what is it you're, aren't you studying improv now, Karen?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, well, come on. That's like beautiful. It's like, what a way to create a new dream because it's constantly, it's like, and that's like part of what it looks like you're doing that for, is because you're trying to remember like how to sort of do, you know, come up with the, you know, a wonderful thing that you say or something that you show a picture without judging it. Because improv is all pictures anyway. You know, it's like people are showing pictures to each other and saying them out loud, but they're giving an image. So what I see is just this beautiful you doing this and balancing the two and not worrying about, you know, it's just this where you're working right now. You're learning how to do both and it works. So without the part of you that's asking, do I remember how to dream is the part that is not trusting. And, you know, that's going to be another part of this show tonight is creating a new dream requires a lot of trust. A lot of faith and trust and sort of saying, yes, I can, you know, I'm creating, I have faith in myself. I can create a new picture that works better than the one I'm in, even if I have no idea how that's going to work. I can create, I can dream, I can make something new up. And so that's kind of pretty much where you're working. I mean, it's beautiful. You're in that place. You're stepping out of, the other picture I see is you're stepping out of the landmine of your mind. It's like minefield.
Yeah.
And it's, I think you saw it, but it's like the picture of you were standing in the minefield of your mind for a long time going, oh God, I'm afraid to, what if I step on one? But the things you were going to step on would be judgment or fear or worry or, you know, some other thing coming in and saying, you know, you're going to be destroyed or, you know, things are bad or something like that. So it's very beautiful that you're in the place where you're really working more from the creative, which is where you have dreams. Dreaming is a creative act. Thank you for that because I'm happy I saw that picture.
Yeah, that is awesome.
And I do have a quote I want to leave you with, Karen, because I know you're going to like this one. A positive attitude may not solve all your problems, but it will annoy enough people to make it worth the effort. I love that one.
I love all that.
It's by a guy named Herm Albright, who I don't know who he is, but I have his name here. So there. Thank you for calling. Thanks for listening.
You're welcome. Thanks for the great reading.
All right. You're welcome. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, everyone. If you are just joining me, this is Chris Cahill. You're listening to Psychic Every Day at SkidRowStudios.com, real radio on the internet. And I'm here till 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific time tonight, live with you, talking about dreams. Dream a new reality. Dream a new dream. So I want to continue with that. And also, just a reminder, my number is 1-800-893-9562. Love to hear from you tonight, and I'd love to give you a reading about how that it looks for you. You know, your ability to create a dream, a picture, or just anything you might have a question about. Maybe it's one of the dreams you are working on now that you'd like to have somebody take a look at, and that would be me right here. So please call. Now, I started talking earlier before my caller about when enough people have the same dream, it becomes real. When enough people dream the same dream, you know, it's an agreement. It really is a spiritual agreement. This is the dream we're working on. And so then we get into the whole thing about the fact is that we are really changing what we have been calling our American dream. And part of why we're changing that is because it's really not working. And I don't mean it's not working because someone took it away. I mean it's not working because in following that dream, we forgot about certain things. You know, like we forgot about our planet and the environment and, you know, getting along with people instead of needing to consume everything inside, and the fact that we do need this earth to live. And there might be other species on the earth that actually do have a lot of value rather than, you know, just in how much we can sell them for. So we're changing our American dream. And it doesn't mean we're going to have terrible things happen. Not at all. It's that we're creating a brand new way of doing this. So somehow along the way, paying homage to that old American dream of, you know, that every generation would have more, you know, than the one before it. That's not supportable anymore. It's not sustainable. So our new dream, and you may have a completely different dream than I do, but mine looks like something where we have a beautiful life on this planet and realize that there is plenty for everyone. We don't have to sell everything inside or knock it down. We can create a new way. And that takes a lot of work to create a whole new dream, and that's really what's happening. A lot of people are out there creating new ways of doing things. A lot of people are dreaming new dreams about how we move forward. And another word for this is evolution. And evolution and moving forward and dreaming a new dream all come from your spirit. So sometimes in order to create a new dream, we have to sort of knock down the old one. And the old dream is sure as heck getting knocked about, and it has been for years now. And you can get angry, and you can blame somebody, and you can, you know, throw a fit and bitch a lot on Facebook and do whatever. But really, when it comes down to it, the spirit of it is that we are changing. There is no predetermined dream in sight. It's just there are many different things happening, and you can see people creating. So it's really important right now that you create your dreams and make them from your own truth. And what I mean by that is dream your dreams. If you've been getting caught up in somebody else's picture of what it should be, you might want to re-examine that. Look and see if the dream you're creating now or that you're sinking your energy into creating, just look and see if that actually works for you. If that's your true dream or if it's something that you think you should dream. College is another dream. And college is not a bad thing. I went to college and I actually really liked it, and it helped me grow a lot. But a lot of people I know didn't, and they're doing great. And college is not the only way to do things either. You know, and neither is going out and getting a job that you hate just because you think that that's the way you have to start off in something. So there's many ways to look at it, and it all comes from that thing you know how to do, that you learned how to do without even knowing you were learning it as a little small child. Daydream. create the new vision, the new imagination, the new picture. I have another caller calling me for a reading, and a hello. Hi, you're live.
Hi,
who's this?
Hello?
Yes, I hear you. Who's this?
This is Mike calling.
Mike, how are you?
Pretty good. I got a birthday tomorrow and wondered if you can give me a reading. I've been going through a lot of transition this last month, learning how to really love myself and allow creativity to flow through. And doing morning papers, and things are you know, as far as I see, really looking up. And I just wanted to have you take a look at it.
Well, happy birthday, Libra. And so you've been doing morning pages? Is that what you meant to say?
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. Well, Mike, I'd love to take a look at you. And what I'm going to do is give you a short little kind of present time dream reading, you know, just like your dream that you're creating now, you know, not what it should be, but just what it looks like to me as I'm starting. The picture I see is, and I have no idea why I'm looking at this. I'm just going to read it. But the picture is that the energy you knocked down or got out of your way so that you could start having this lighter, happier state of being, looks like it's like akin to knocking down the Leaning Tower of Pisa. I mean, that's just the picture. It's like you knocked down the whole Leaning Tower of Pisa. It was already leaning, but it still had a pretty firm foundation. And you're like, oh, I'm just so sick of this building. It's just in my way. It's not even standing straight up. I don't like it. I don't want to go up into it anymore. It's like you kept pulling your energy out of the building. And the Leaning Tower of Pisa is like, no offense to the Leaning Tower of Pisa here. It's just simply that's the image. But that you had your energy sunk into what looked like something permanent. And that's the point. And, you know, bricks and mortar and foundation and, you know, official looking. And now, that may have been just the old pictures of, you know, before you got to the place where you decided you were really going to work with the self-love and the creativity and all of your, you know, your new ways of doing things with your energy. And it looks like when you started to do that and pull your energy out of that, it just was like a breath of fresh air in your space. You started feeling lighter, more fluid, more flexible. And I see this picture of you, almost like a small, like a very, very shy little, the picture is like a shy rabbit out in the garden, like sort of hiding in its burrow and sticking its head out. And then if there's anything out there that's in sight, it's not going to come out. And it's sort of like for a little while you were a little bit like that. And this looks more like the spirit of you kind of waiting, you know, like part of you kind of waiting until it was safe. And then it looks like the rest of you took over, like you, the being, took over and said, it's okay, it's safe. I mean, if not now, when? When am I going to do this? So you really started to step up and to make it work, you know, better for you. And that's the picture is, and you decided too, like, I mean, it's like your new year tomorrow, you know, your New Year's Day. And it's just a magical time. And you just decided, I'm done with that old picture. It no longer works. I'm tired of that dragging that building around with me. It's painful. I don't want to go into it. So the new stuff you're doing, I'm seeing the positive moving forward, is this, the picture of you're much more fluid now. Rather than building a building that you're trying to put your energy into, because that actually looks like your parents' picture of what should be or what has to be real, like what you're supposed to do to be a grown-up in the world. And now in present time, you're saying, well, no offense to them, but I'm going to create something that's much more fluid. And I kind of see it as this really cool sort of tent geodesic dome. So it's kind of like one of those really wonderful geometric geodesic domes, but it's like a tent. And you can take it out, you can put it up, and you can take it down, and you can go move it to another mountain or another, you know, stream or someplace. And it's very wonderful. It just looks like you gave yourself a lot more fluidity with yourself. Like you took the brakes off of yourself so that you could do this. And now there's no problem here. I mean, you might have doubted your creativity or your ability to create a picture for a while, but actually, once you took all that stress out of your way or the stop energy, now you're realizing how much you already have. And it's kind of like magic. You're like, oh, look at that. Oh, there's another thing. Oh, that's cool. And so it just looks really wonderful. It looks like you're really working it.
Congratulations
to you.
I can't tell you enough how right that feels. Something seemed so insurmountable in front of me, so permanent, as you said, and now I'm dealing with it as this, you know, it's second nature.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was with you all the time. I don't know. I'm sorry. Oh, I hate to be a geek and say it, but it's like, you had it with you all the time, child. There's no place like home. Anyway, whatever. But that's within you. It is. It's always been there. And you just forgot. You had all these blocks in the way. So you're not alone in that. There's a lot of people doing that right now. I get to talk to a lot of them, and it's really fun. And the sky's the limit. You can create anything. So there, now you're doing it more consciously.
Thank you, and I love your show.
Oh, thank you, Mike. Thanks so much for listening and for calling. I appreciate it.
Okay.
You have a good night. Bye-bye. Hello, everyone. That was just a fun call. You can get a reading, too. I'm just reminding you, and I know you're out there. There's a bunch of you listening right now. My number is 1-800-893-9562. If you call me, I will answer and give you a reading. So back to dream a new reality, because that is what we're working. I was thinking about that. I've been thinking about this kind of topic for years, ever since I became an artist and ever since I, you know, started calling myself that. And then I started calling myself a psychic because I realized I had these abilities and I started using them and I trained them and started really looking at the daydreams that I've always had in my life. And I realized, oh my goodness, a lot of the daydreams I had as a child, I created. A lot of them. And they were just natural. It wasn't like somebody told me what I was supposed to dream. I wanted to be a fashion designer. I became one for a while. I wanted to be an artist. I am one. I wanted to be a healer. And I saw myself as a little kid being a healer, and I became one. And that was... It was not like I knew to call it that. It's just simply that it was natural to who I am. And it was really fun. And you have that too. You know, that's something that's already natural within you. It's something that every time I've given a reading to somebody who says, I don't know why I'm here, I don't know what I'm supposed to do, I just see that they might have forgotten who they really are and what they really wanted to do from the time they were, you know, they got this body, this lifetime. And part of that is the dreaming, the daydreaming, the playing, the imagining, you know, the kind of messing around with it, making it up. What really makes daydreaming work and dreaming your new reality work is not having to figure out how you're going to get it. So as adults, we get all, you know, we're in this so-called reality and we get all realistic, quote unquote, and we think that in order to create this dream, I have to know how it's going to happen and I have to have my business plan and my 5-year plan and blah, blah, blah. And none of that really works. I mean, it works when you have a business and you create a business plan. Yes, I mean, there's grounding your business. But when you're creating your life and you're working with your spirit, you sort of can't control it like that. It's more about listening to yourself and listening to your own truth, your own spirit, so that you can start to bring in, you know, that information. Like our last caller got into a little bit too. He's starting to do that and realizing, oh my goodness, this is just like, you know, rolling off a log. It's the easiest thing. It's there. It's been there. There are many ways to get to it. Many different ways you can give yourself help finding your own ability to dream again, to visualize, to imagine. You know, you can get inspiration from people who do it already. The artists out there, there's gazillions of them, and they're the ones who have the courage to get up and have a new dream every day. The inventors, the writers, the people who are creating, whatever it is they're creating. And that's you too. Because you were born with the ability to create. Your body is creating constantly, and your mind is. And if you become conscious about what it is you're creating, you can create something that you really want. So you're going to create anyway. You might as well be conscious about it and create something you really want. Just a little reminder, you're listening to Psychic Every Day. I'm Chris Cahill, and this is SkidRowStudios.com. Real radio on the internet. We are also live streaming at livestream.com. And I just want to remind you of a couple other things. You can find my shows archived at skidrowstudios.com, and you can also find my show as a podcast. It's a free podcast on iTunes. And if you go there, just go looking for Psychic Every Day, and you can subscribe to my show. And if you are a listener and you like my show, please go leave me some feedback at iTunes. I always appreciate it. And I thank those of you who have done so. You've been really, really sweet in your notes you've left. So thanks. And let's see. I've got another caller. Hi, you're live. Hello there.
Hi, Chris. It's Shoshana. How are you?
I'm great, Shoshana. Nice to hear your voice. It has been years.
I know. Well, that's actually why I logged in to listen, is because I love the sound of your voice.
Oh, you're sweet.
And you're always so upbeat and encouraging, and so I thought I'd get some of your good energy tonight here in Florida.
Well, that's great. Thanks for calling from Florida. That's wonderful. Well, now, how do you like tonight's topic? Dream a new reality, which you've done.
I know. I'm redoing that again right now. So
fabulous.
You know, you've helped me multiple times with readings. They've been so encouraging and just uplifting for me, and particularly, actually, in both of those times that you did, I was in a bad place. I'm in a good place now.
Good.
But I still could use a reading, you know.
All right. Well, what's your question? Tell me what you'd like me to look at.
Well, take a look at, I'm working on the idea of putting some of my writings and different creative things into one book, or publishing it in some way so that I could get residual income. That's the idea.
That's great.
Residual
I'll take a look.
Income as I get into old age.
Well, let me take a look at that, because that's just a wonderful question. But the picture I see that comes up is a picture of you. The picture is you're sitting on the floor surrounded by all these really colorful things, and a lot of the things are things you made, and then some of them are things that you're in the process of making, because there's a lot of art supplies, and I see, it's really funny. Oh God, this is so good. You have, you know, not just like colorful paper and paint and scissors and pens and stuff, but you also have in the corner this great big pile of words. It's like just as if you were going to see a big pile of words in a corner, you know, sort of like a scribbled. And they're just piled up like a pile of words. And you're like, okay, I have all these words, and I want to put them into something, and I want to get it out there. And that's the picture, is you're surrounded by all the supplies, but then you also have a stack of things you've already created, you know, like, I don't know, paintings and drawings and collages. And then you've got some sculptures, you've got all these things. And so you've been really creating up a storm. It looks like I'm sure I have no idea the half of it, of what you've created. But it looks like a ton of stuff. Now, the thing I'm looking at is what you're doing now, or what you're looking for now is the key. You know, like, how do I get this car rolling? I need the key. So now this is not just me as the psychic. This is me as having some information for you. Do you know about self-publishing? Do you ever do any reading on that or look into it? Because you have a lot. It's a lot easier these days to do it than it used to be.
I'm just starting that journey, actually.
Perfect.
I am feeling daunted.
No, just keep going. Just keep going. Check it out. Just start reading the boards. Start reading the geeks out there, people who write about it and who talk about it and who, you know. But it's much, much easier. And I know a bunch of people who've done it, and I'm in the process of getting ready to do it, too. So keep going. I'll send you. You later an email with a couple of books that you may want to like. You may want to look at. But anyway, as the reading continues, because I want to do it this clairvoyantly, the picture with this is that you're trying to figure out. Like, this is one of the biggest problems you're having, is trying to figure out, or trying to make it real by grounding it. You've made the creativity real, but now you're having to focus on. Or to work from and bring in a different part of yourself, which is the businesswoman. And you know about that side. You have her. She's been there, but you're kind of giving her, the picture is you're kind of buffing her, sort of like a statue, polishing it, getting her into present time. And what I see helps you is just simply getting your information into present time. You know how to ground this stuff. You just... And then the other thing, the other picture I see is part of what gets in your way, the wall that looks like it gets in your way, is where you doubt yourself. And, you know, join the rest of the artists, because everybody has that. Yeah. And it's okay. And you get through it because you have a lot of faith and you have a lot of trust, and that's going to help you. So this may go without saying, and I'm sure you know about it already because you know how to blog and all that, but go find some art blogs out there and start reading how people are putting their work out. One guy I recommend highly is Kemo, K-E-E.M-O. He has a strange sounding name, but he's his K-E-E-M-O. You can find him if you go Google him. He does beautiful work, and he's a great promoter in a good way. Check him out.
Okay.
And I want to like send me some of your stuff on Facebook. I'd love to see it. You know, like what you're working on. Okay.
Thank you, Chris. And that makes me want to ask you, just before I let you go, you mentioned giving feedback. Where on this this is your radio show? Is there a place
if you go to if you go to iTunes, you can look for my podcast, Psychic Every Day, and you can leave feedback there.
Okay, cool.
It's really, really easy to do so. You don't have to, I don't think you have to make an account or anything. I'm not sure. Like, if you're on iTunes already, I think you can just go leave you know. But thank you. Appreciate it.
It's great to hear your voice.
Well, you too, Shoshana. Thanks for calling. Good talking to you, and I'm sure we'll talk again.
Likewise. Bye-bye.
Be well. Bye. Hey, everyone. Back to Dream a New Reality. You can see, if you look around you without trying too hard, you can see a lot of people creating a new reality, creating a new picture of what is. And one of the only ways you can really get stuck is if you lose your faith in yourself, if you stop trusting that it's possible, and if you start listening to people who are really, really negative. Now, you hear me talking about the Eeyores on my show a lot. I mean, just anybody who's sitting in the dumps all the time. I mean, we all get to have a bad day. You know, you get to have a day where you really are just, things are not working and you get to bitch about it. But if you're doing it constantly and every day, and you're not creating anything, and you're actually just getting in the way of creating happening. So if you find others around you are doing that and it's making it really hard for you to create your new dream or to dream your new reality, because they're telling you things like, oh no, you can't do that. This is just the way it is. It's really bad and it's going to get worse. And every time I hear that, I just laugh. I'm like, really? You know, maybe that's because you're holding on to what was. And we have so much opportunity now to create what can be. And so there, even if it doesn't seem real, you've got to trust that what you want wants you, and you can work on creating it. So right now is a great time to dream big, beautiful new dreams. And so I ask you, what do you want to create? I'm Chris Cahill. You are listening to Psychic Every Day at SkidRowStudios.com. And I thank you for coming and listening tonight. We've got another 15 minutes or so to the show. Just a reminder, my phone number here is 1-800-893-9562. And I'm giving readings too. So if you'd like to get a little short reading about dreaming your new reality, or if you have a comment, you're welcome to please call me, you know, so there. Now, if you've been trying to call, and I had one listener tell me this last weekend, kept ringing and ringing and nobody answered, hang up and call back, because, I mean, we're right here. So just make sure you know that. Now, what's your dream? What would you like to see become real? What is the thing that is like looking like it works for you? You know, look at it from every angle for yourself. Maybe it's the way you do your work or the way that you make money. Maybe it's the way that you spend time with your family and loved ones. People have really gotten, it's been a tough economy for years now, and things have, you know, definitely not been getting much easier in many sectors of the economy. And that's real right now. But we're creating new ways of doing things. We're actually creating a whole new economy. It's a connection economy. It's a communication economy. It's a way, and people are creating new businesses and learning how to work with each other in ways that they didn't before. And part of what makes this so scary is a lot of this new economy is not somebody coming up to you and handing you a set of instructions and saying, here, this is how you do it. because that doesn't exist anymore. You're not working in a factory. This is you stepping up and deciding to create something different. And it may be that you already do work in a place where you are given instructions, but then you also have to bring your inspiration, your creativity. You have to bring your spirit with you to work every day in order to do your job well. And it's still not the same thing as working in a factory. And I have nothing against people working in factories. We need things to be made. That's what we do. But there's a difference between having a job where it's all automatic and having a career, vocation, job, whatever you want to call it, even if it's your art and you don't even get paid for it. But it's something where you show up and you really show up. You bring it. You know, you're giving. And that's part of how you do bring, you know, dream that new reality into being, or take that dream and turn it into something real. That's how it changes. That's how it becomes a real thing. Back to, again, remember that when you create a thing called reality and you forget that you got there by dreaming it, you may forget that you can dream new dreams. So whatever you're living in now, whatever it is you've created that you're living now, you did dream this on some level. And it might have been that you dreamed it really in a simple way, sort of like, I want a job that, you know, is near where I live and that pays me enough to pay my bills so that I can do this other thing too. And then that worked. And if it didn't work or it changed, then you get to change it and create something different. So these are soul-searching times, you know, times in which it's a really wonderful thing to create a new dream. And new visions are being created all the time. It's time to visualize a new world. And that's what's happening as well. Now, a couple things here. I wrote a post a while ago called Wanted, Those Who Are Capable of Visualizing Peace, Beauty, and Love. This is part of dreaming a new dream. A funny thing happened on the way to building a new world. It became clear that in order to create a brand new way of doing things, a whole lot of destruction had to happen. Some of the destruction was necessary just to wake people up so that they could remember why they even chose to be on the earth in human form to begin with. And so a new dream begins. And that's part of it. This is the spirit of you at some point or other saying, you know, I'm just done with that old way of being. And many other people are waking up and doing the same thing and saying, I'm done with that old way of being. Let's dream a new dream. And then there are the ones out there, hello, Congress, who are holding on to an old picture, an old dream, and saying, no, you're not taking away our dream because it's really working for us, even though it's not. And it's people holding on to what doesn't work anymore. You know, it's all that resistance, it's making it very difficult for the dream to go. But that's just the time it's taking. And the more people who start to sign on to creating the new pictures and doing it from a place of spirit, you know, like, here, my spirit's showing up. I am ready. I'm rolling into it. The more easily those dreams get created and become real. You have about 10 minutes to call me for a reading. And I highly, highly recommend that you do, because it's way worth it. My number is 1-800-893-9562. I do have a quick question for my friend Mindy here. I don't know if she's able to talk to me. Very cool. Mindy, I wanted to ask you, do you have a dream you want to share?
I just want to be a great drummer.
I love that dream.
Yeah.
That's good. It's working, isn't it?
Yeah. I probably should have said I wanted to be rich and famous, but...
Yeah. But you know what? You could be rich and famous and a really crappy drummer. Would that make you happy?
Probably not.
Okay. And not that that's necessarily that you have to be, you know, either or, because you could be all of it.
Yeah. It'd make me a little less financially stressed.
Yeah. But. Well, I guess you could dream a happy financial dream now.
Yeah. I need to do that.
Yeah. I like it. I can't wait to see you drum.
Yay.
Well, thank you. All right. All right, everybody, I have some more to talk about, because I always do. Believe me, I don't usually run out of anything to say. And you've probably noticed that if you're listening to my show. So here's a couple things for you in terms of the dreaming. Creating for yourself, ways to get started. If you've been working on wanting to step into your new pictures, your new dreams, your new vision, if you've been wanting to kind of get a handle of that, or even to give yourself permission to create the new pictures, you know, a lot of times people are a little skittish about creating a whole new dream, afraid that it will be snatched away from them, or that they will be, you know, sadly disappointed, or that they will have to give up something else in order to have that. And what I'm suggesting is not how you should go about it, but that you can start to look at it. And one thing I would say with this is, and this is just a suggestion, become very honest with yourself about your dreams and about what you're doing instead of living the dream you really want. I have another caller who got here just in time. Hello there. You're live.
Hi, Chris. It's Catherine.
Catherine, nice to hear your voice. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Well, good. Go ahead.
No. So I got into the show a little late because I was at a yoga class and I, you know, saw the theme and thought, oh, well, I've got a call.
Well, excellent. I'm glad you did. What, do you have a comment or would you like me to give a reading?
You know, I guess so. Quick reading. I discussed with you about, you know, taking that leap and quitting my job and taking some time off to rethink and, you know, not worry about, oh, where's the money coming from? I am making the moves for that.
Yeah.
And so I'd like to,
I'll take a look at it.
Look at the energy of it. Yeah.
Perfect. That actually is just a beautiful question, too, because you are actually asking a question that a lot of people have. You know, a lot of people are saying, oh, yeah, dreaming is all very nice, but I can't afford it.
And
that's the picture. The picture I see is you sitting in the corner, not like you were bad and, you know, go sit in the corner. But the picture is you're stepping out of the fray. And the picture is you're actually sitting in the corner at work and nobody really sees you doing that. This looks like the spirit of you kind of stepping back, sort of very neutrally observing everything there because you're already saying goodbye to it. You know, you're already pulling your energy out of it. You have been for a little while. And I see you sitting in the corner sort of just being. There's a stillness and a silence and a quiet that you don't normally experience. Your space is very, very busy all the time because, you know, you work a very stressful, very, you know, active job. And then when you're not at your job, you are trying to make up for all the time you don't have because you're at your job. And so, and then your mind too is going to 40 going, what about this? And what about that? And what, you know, so what I see is you, the being, starting to step back from that and being, it looks like it's more about just observing, kind of like being a peacekeeper. That's the picture, is it's like you're the peacekeeper observer, you know, the person who goes to the war zone and what doesn't, and is supposed to be neutral and just observe what's happening when there's a peace happening, a peace accord or something. And that's a picture.
Right.
It's like you're in the middle of a war zone, but there, it's not a war so much as a battle. And this is the battle you're fighting right now. And the battle you're fighting is you're trying to give yourself the space and the permission to completely blow the picture that says that you have to make sense and you have to have a job that pays. And if you don't, that everything's going to go to hell in a handbasket and it's all going to fall apart and that's terrible and you screwed it up. Which is not the truth, but it looks like it is your parents' energy. And it's not just them. It's not even personal about them. It's just sort of a generational thing.
Now,
your parents are firm believers in the American dream. And the American dream has changed since their time. And you know that. And that's some of what I was referring to in the beginning of this show was about that, how the American dream is changing. And your American dream, but it's more than American, it's international. I mean, I'm just saying American because I happen to live here, but it's changing all over the world. It's changing all over the whole planet. And so is yours. And I just see you in this position of, it's sort of a surrender. And this is wonderful to see you in this place of surrender. And surrender here is not the negative as in I give up, I lost. It's more of the surrender, the spiritual surrender. I'm surrendering to my spirit. And that looks to me like where you start to get some healing here is
fantastic.
Surrendering to your spirit. It's a trust, Catherine. It's a forgiveness of, you know, anything. It's a trust, and it's this surrendering. And that goes along with faith. You know, some of the topics I've been talking about tonight. So when I look at your next step, I see it as surrender. I see it as a surrender to your spirit and that higher end of you, that higher side of you, that higher spirit of you that will start to show up more and take over rather than your mind chatter. You know, because that's the analytical stuff that just gets in your way.
Right.
All right. Anyway.
I am thrilled with that one.
Well, good.
You.
I must go. I've got actually one more caller in 4 minutes. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate it. Bye. Hey, everybody. We're coming to the end of another show. I'll see if I can squeeze one more person in before the end. I am Chris Cahill, and you've been listening to Psychic Every Day at SkidRowStudios.com. Let me just see if I can get one more reading in. Hi there. You are live, and I have about a minute for you. What's your name?
Hi, Chris. This is Lori in Chicago.
Lori, nice to hear your voice. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good. Do you have a quick comment or anything for the show tonight?
You know what? I love the topic, and it's kind of right on point for me.
Yeah.
So the last time we talked, I was looking at my career, and so I've been working in this job for the past month. It's temporary. It's for about 2 months.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just wondering if you could look at, like, what I'm doing here spiritually and,
The picture I see immediately is that you're holding space. It's not a bad thing. This is not a bad thing. Like, you know, like, sometimes you just have to have a job and make money. I am not against that. But the picture I see is like you're holding space. It's sort of like you were trying to give yourself a neutral place to be right now with your body and spirit so that you're getting ready to, it's kind of like you're winding up, sort of like when you see a cougar winding up to pounce on prey. And not that you're a cougar trying to kill something, but that's a picture. Is that, I don't know why I'm seeing that. It's really funny. I don't realize sometimes the words I use because I'm looking at the picture. But the thing is, you're getting ready to kind of wind up and go after something. And what I see is very similar to what I just said to Catherine. You're in a place to surrender right now. Not a problem. That's a good place to be. The spirit of you is in an attitude of surrender. You're getting ready.
Okay.
Thank you, Lori. Good talking
to you.
Be well. Bye.
Okay, you too. Bye.
I just want to say, everybody, that this show I have dedicated, and I've dedicated this show to all of those who dream, who dare to dream, who have the nerve to dream, beautiful dreams. I'm not talking about the nasty, evil dreams. I'm talking about the beautiful dreams, and the beautiful dreams might be creating something or making something new or, you know, bringing an end to something that is not working. It takes courage, faith, and trust to dream. And one of the wonderful things that kept coming up tonight in the show is the word surrender. You know, there's a surrender to the spirit of you. And when you do that, when you give it up to your spirit, it's really about you listening to your higher self and having the energy that you need then to do what you're here to do. And that's for you to find out. So just want to say I'm Chris Cahill, Psychic Everyday Radio at SkidRowStudios.com, real radio on the internet. And I'll be signing off in a moment here, but a couple things. I want to thank Skid Row Studios and Mindy and Jeremy who showed up tonight. Good to see you. And I want to thank everybody who calls and listens in. And those of you who've been subscribing to my podcast and listening to that, thank you. And if you'd like to get my free podcast, you can just go to iTunes and subscribe to Psychic Every Day. You can also find me at chriscahill.com. That's my website. My blog is psychiceveryday.com. I have a weekly newsletter that's free that I send out. And I also have a lot of things on my sites, you know, different meditations you can download and so on. So go check out my sites. And I hope to hear back from you too. So looking forward to talking to more of you this October with all the shows coming up. Have a beautiful week. And you know what? Dream big. Start dreaming some big dreams for yourself, and I hope you have a great week. Good night. Bye-bye.